Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David. We're in the midst of Romans chapter 7. And Romans 7 verse 13 says, "Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means." What is Paul talking about here? Well, he's talking about the law of God, the Old Testament. But really, I think this applies to the whole Bible. I don't think Paul would differentiate here. He's saying that which is good, the good instructions. And that's what the purpose of this program is all about, is to point you to what is in the Bible, to help you see that it is true, to grow your confidence that it is true, and the ultimate resource for life. It is good. It is a blessing. Meditate on it. Seek to follow it. But as we've seen in Romans chapter 7, Paul says there's this problem with the law. And it's not the law. The law is faultless. The problem is with us. We are corrupted by sin. We have a sin nature. And therefore, what is a very good thing, the law, actually harms us in a way because of what is wrong with us. And so Paul writes, "Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means." So it wasn't the law that brought death to me. Nevertheless, in order that sin might be recognized as sin, it used what is good to bring about my death, so that through the commandment, sin might become utterly sinful. Here's the problem with the human condition. Paul is writing as someone who has not yet been saved by Jesus Christ. He's describing the problem of the human person. Why do we need to be saved? That's the question he's addressing here. What do I mean when I say as a Christian, I'm saved, or I got saved at this time in my life or that time? What actually happened when I got saved? What was I saved from? And that's what Paul is describing. He's saying, because you were under the power of sin, because you inherited a sin nature, because you are fallen and corrupt, when you encountered the law, it actually made things worse for you. It made you more guilty. It made you more liable to do what's right, because now you know what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do, and you're going to keep sinning anyway because of your fallen nature. And now you become more aware of your sinfulness, and now you are in a greater state of condemnation, and now you try harder and harder to overcome sin in your life because you're trying to establish your own righteousness. You're trying to you see that you fall short of what you should be doing and what you should do, and so you try harder and harder, and you actually get further and further away from righteousness, because the more you try, the more you fail. And the more you fail, the more you stand condemned. And the more you stand condemned, the more hopeless you feel. And there's some positive advantage to this. The positive advantage is that, hopefully, you give up trying to be righteous on your own, and you receive with gladness and joy the free gift of righteousness and eternal life that God gives you through Jesus Christ. And it's only when you give up in your own efforts that you can really receive it as a gift. Otherwise, you're still trying to earn it, still trying to show that you deserve it, and you're not really receiving it as a free gift. But when you come to the end of yourself and realize, I am not capable of being righteous, of making up for my sin, of doing enough good to undo the damage I've done with my sin, I can't do that. I am a guilty sinner before a holy God. My only hope is Christ alone. That's receiving salvation through faith. So Paul continues to write in Romans 7:14 about this condition of lostness. It's a pretty famous passage. He writes, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin." So throughout this passage, Paul maintains that the law is good. There, nothing is done away with. Nothing about the law is bad. Nothing about the Christian should say, "Oh, well, I'm now under grace and not law, so I want to do away with the law." Well, you're under grace and not law, the law of sin and death. Being a Christian means you're under grace so that now you're free to follow the law. Now you can benefit from the law. As an unbeliever, before you came to know Christ, you were unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin, and the law produced death in you. But now, as a believer in Christ, you're free from that negative impact of the law. Now you can actually enjoy the benefit of the law. The law is good. That's what I think Paul is saying here. So he's been, ever since verse 7 of Romans chapter 7, he's been talking in the first person as a person who is encountering the law for the first time, realizing he can't keep it, falling further and further into condemnation. He's not writing as a Christian here. So he writes, we know that the law is spiritual, but I, meaning me, the person who hasn't yet received salvation through Jesus Christ, I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. All right, so I've read a good long section of this scripture, and I just want to kind of come back and highlight a few things. This person that Paul is describing, this is autobiographical. Paul is describing himself when he tried to establish his own righteousness by the law. He wanted to follow the law, but he couldn't do it. He was actually a lawbreaker. In his zeal for keeping the law, he was actually persecuting God's prophets and God's apostles and the disciples. And so he was becoming even more sinful. And although this is Paul's experience, he's also universalizing. He's saying this is everyone. Everyone at some point in life encounters the law. They want to be good. They want to be a good person. But if they're really seeking to follow the law as God reveals it, you're going to realize that you can't do it. You might con yourself into thinking, well, I'm better than others. But if you understand God's standard of holiness, you realize you are falling short. And the more you try, the more you realize you cannot do. And so Paul describes here being a slave to sin, being a prisoner of the law of sin, being sold as a slave to sin. He's not talking about a Christian. He spent all of Romans chapter 6 saying these things are no longer true for a Christian. He says in Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that it has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. So when you begin a new relationship with Jesus Christ, when you receive his gift of salvation through faith, you're saved not just from the guilt of sin. Not only are you cleansed, forgiven, and declared righteous, but you're saved from the power of sin over your life. Now you have a new relationship with sin. You're no longer a slave to sin. We looked at this last week. There is still some ongoing effects of sin in your physical body, but your spiritual being is set free from sin. And Paul says that this is the law of sin at work within me. And it's that law that we are set free from in Christ, this law of sin. And we are now under grace. We're now free to serve God and follow his commands and study his law and apply it to our life. What wonderful news. We're free now to live a life honoring to God according to the law. We're not going to do it perfectly. There's still going to be ongoing sin in our life because of our physical body that still has sin, but we're going to grow. We have the opportunity to pursue a path of an enjoyable, meaningful, purposeful life in studying the Bible. It really is the ultimate resource for life. Paul concludes this section in Romans 7:24 by saying, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." There is deliverance through Jesus Christ. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.